What does it mean to pass on faith in God within a family? What are the respective roles and responsibilities of homes, schools, and parishes? How can parents and grandparents best be supported in their vocation? Partners in a Shared Task is an opportunity for parents, grandparents, teachers, catechists, youth workers, and priests to explore these questions with the aim of identifying common ground and increased mutual understanding, both of the partnership and in the shared task of passing on faith in God. Bishop John Hine is the chair of the Bishops' Conference Committee for Marriage and Family Life. Here's his introduction.
Welcome, friends, and thank you for giving up your time today to take part in this Partners in a Shared Task conversation. This shared task you're going to be thinking and talking about today is one which lies at the very heart of our calling as the people of God. And the question really is, how do we pass on our faith in God to the next generation? This is a challenge which faces us all, whether the next generation are our own flesh and blood, our own children and grandchildren, or whether they're the children with whom we share life in our schools and our parishes, in our youth groups and local communities. As parents, grandparents, teachers, priests, youth workers, neighbours and friends, we all have our part to play in passing on the faith, our faith in God. In our homes, our schools and our parishes, we're all partners in this shared task. But, like all people who work closely together, we're able to play our part much more effectively if we understand our particular role and what it is. And if that understanding is shared by those who work alongside us, it in turn can support us in what we're trying to do. Now, the conversation that you will enjoy today, this is part of a national process of clarifying and of understanding better the complementary gifts and responsibilities of our homes, of our schools, of our parishes in passing on faith in God. What you're going to talk about today will feed into this national process, and it will inform and it will support the resources that we hope to develop for passing on the faith. And really, it's particularly for parents and grandparents. It was they who, in Listening 2004, expressed a need for more support in their vocation. As I think about all of this, I'm reminded of what our Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us about our role as a community in passing on the faith. And this is what it says. Faith is a personal act, the free response of the human person to the initiative of God who reveals himself. But faith is not an isolated act. No one can believe alone, just as no one can live alone. You have not given yourself faith, just as you've not given yourself life. The believer has received faith from others and should hand it on to others. Our love for Jesus and our love for our neighbour impels us to speak to others about our faith. Each believer is thus a link in the great chain of believers. I cannot believe without being carried by the faith of others, and by my faith I help and support others in faith. And so finally, I wish you all an enjoyable and rewarding time as you go about this really important task in your work today. I pray that your love for Jesus and your love for each other will deepen as you speak to each other about your faith and about the many ways in which you try to pass it on.